This episode is brought to you by ShoeBuy.com, where you can save 10% plus get free shipping with the coupon code SIGGLER. ShoeBuy.com is the world's largest site for shoes, with 750,000 products from 950 top-name brands in all sizes, widths, and colors for men, women, teens, and children. They also have bags, computer bags, apparel, and accessories. Find out why 5.5 million people visit ShoeBuy.com each month and use the coupon code SIGGLER to get free shipping and save 10% off your entire order. That's S-I-G-L-E-R. Email that to all your friends, save some money, and now on with the show.
Welcome to the Friday Fix, where we give you news, and interviews from the world of Sigglerism, an extra hit to string you out until Sunday story. And now here's your host, Dark Overlord Media's director of doom, a real girl herself, A. Kovacs.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Friday Fix. I am your Dark Overlord, your future Dark Overlord, aspiring to become the official Dark Overlord, Scott Sigler. And today we are talking with the other half of Dark Overlord Media, the director of Doom herself, A. Kovacs. Hi, A.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We've had a lot of people asking about the starter. They want to know different sales numbers and how it's going, if we're happy with it, etc. So I have a list of questions I would like to go over for you here in a little thing that I would like to call the state of the starter.
All right. Sounds good to me.
I can't call it the state of the union yet because I haven't taken over. All right. So the first question we're getting is people wanting to know, when did the book actually come out? It seems to be kind of confusing. What was the publication date? So since this is our second book and we're all rock solid superstar publishers now, what was or is the publishing date of the starter?
The starter published on September 7th, 2010. And the reason that it's confusing is because since we're direct to market, we ship in advance. We ship our book in advance of the publication date, just like every other publisher does. But because we're not going from our warehouse to a bookstore, but rather our warehouse to the end consumer, we ship at the same time everybody else ships, and you get it a little bit earlier than the publication date. I consider it a win-win myself.
Excellent. So the fact that we had almost all the books to everybody before September 7th even arrived, that's the source of the confusion then?
Yes, but September 7th is the publication date.
All right. And then we're also already getting this question. What would be our pre-order date for the All-Pro, the third book of the GFL series?
Well, pending delivery of the manuscript, the pre-order for the All-Pro would be on April 1st, 2011.
Are you insinuating I won't get the manuscript in on time?
I am insinuating that I will not sell a book that is not in development by that time. So that means you have to get your book in on time. And it is as yet unwritten. So there you go.
Actually, I pretty much have the All-Pro outlined and mapped out, but I'm not telling you jack shit. But you do have to tell me. What people want to know, how well has it sold? How does it compare to the Rookie? And kind of how are we doing with it so far?
It's actually going really well. We have about 1,600 copies sold. We had a pretty good sales week at Dragon Con. We had about 250 more sales at the shipping hell week than we did for the Rookie. Before the September 7th, we had sold about 250 to 300 more books than we had sold this time last year. And it's so far still pretty steady. I think when people are seeing pictures of the book and how pretty it is and the insert and everything else, they're saying, oh, I got to get me mine. And there we keep selling a couple, two, three a day. So it works out.
That's cool. People have been tweeting about it like crazy. People putting up pictures of it and videos of it. People are having a ball with it.
We have a lot of people concerned that folks outside the U.S. have received theirs, but they haven't received the copy in the U.S. And I think that that's just a function. I don't know why people outside of the U.S. got their copy so super soon. We ship them media mail. So the first time people should start to be worried if they haven't received them is today. If you're a little bit concerned because you haven't received it and you live in L.A. and we ship them from San Diego, they should drop me a line.
So whenever they listen to this, if they haven't got their order yet, they should...
Exactly. At this point, you should start to be worried. If you're listening to this and you still haven't received your copy of the starter that you pre-ordered, you should drop me a line at ak@scottsigler.com, for sure.
All right. And how many orders are still outstanding?
None. As of today, and today is... What's today? The something?
13th.
Mm-hmm. I have caught up on everything that, that came in while we were at Dragon Con, and all Amazon homepage, everything is done.
Cool. That's very cool. Okay, so if you junkies have ordered it, you should already have it. If you don't have it, give us a holler. And just so you know, yeah, I know Hercules knocking down the pillars and bringing down that temple was a big friggin' deal. Yeah, la 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 la, heard it all before. what we accomplished by shipping 1,600 books is way more impressive. And my hair was already cut, so that's got nothing. If I could grow my hair out, imagine what level of Herculean strength I would have. Is it Herculean or Herculean?
I say Herculean, but you go with your bad self.
I'll go with my bad self. So if you guys could see right now, I'm flexing down with the guns. Yeah. I'm flexing the Sigler pythons are at full mast right now. The beach is that way.
Okay.
Wait. For future reference, junkies, anytime you guys want to see the gun show, just come up to me. If I'm on tour in 2013, 2014, come up to me and say, hey, FDO, where's the beach? Oh, I'll show you. Mm. I'll show you where the beach is.
I think you might be getting a little ahead of yourself here, because you mentioned a little bit about the Herculean effort to get the starter out. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? I know that we had a handful of questions at Dragon Con about how that went.
Yeah, we can talk about that. I think, first of all, we need to give credit where credit is due. I'm pretty good at spinning yarn. I can throw a tail out here or there. You know, I can cliffhanger you bitch ass and keep you waiting until next week. I can make you a junkie. There's a lot of stuff I'm pretty good at. But you, Director of Doom, I have to say, when we did the rookie, we had no fucking idea what we were doing. That's a quote. We really didn't. We're like, fine, well, we can publish a book. Sure, this will be great. Why not? And we did. And when we actually came time to receive the books in the rented warehouse of Doom and ship them, it was 9 straight 14-hour days for us to get
it was bad.
Those copies out. It was really, really bad. And there was quite a bit of drinking, which didn't help at all, because we just, I don't know, we probably could. I was roiding at the time, actually.
I wish you were. That would have mean less time, less days, that kind of thing.
Go work 9 14-hour days in a row. It's a good time, especially when you're trying to keep track of details and people have given you their hard-earned money for the book and you want everything to be right. But this time, for the starter, correct me if I'm wrong, it took us 4 10-hour days, less than half the time to ship more books than we shipped with the rookie.
That's true. We learned a lot the first time and
yes,
changed a handful of things for the good.
And we also have a little bit of video of that, which will be a future Friday fix. Whenever you want to schedule that, I'll get that video edited. Nothing as awesome as the Rocky montage from Rookie, though, because it wasn't quite the same thing. You know, it was more like First Blood, you know, part 2.
Yeah, we were a little less slap happy this time, I think, a little less exhausted, although we did tangle once or twice. But still better than last year. We did have a couple.
There was a couple of arguments. Now, you guys in public, you may think that if you've met A and I on tour or on the site, we get along like famous long lost brother and sister. We get along extremely well. Excellent team.
Right.
One person's taking care of one thing. One person's taking care of the other. When you guys are not around, and there are many long hours worked at times. At times, our two type A personalities can clash. So,
wait a minute. I think it's my type A personality, which I think I have a birth-given right to have, considering my name. But I also think it's a little bit of my my full-blood Irish Irish heritage, I'll say, and the fact that you are perpetually pushing my buttons.
That's right. It's all my fault. You're Irish from New York, and as we know, if there is one group of people in the world that are excellent in all social situations, it's the New York Irish.
Are you sassing me already? Really?
I am not. I am giving you full credit. Mm. I'm giving you people full credit.
So how'd that go for you, that New York Irish?
Well, we had one little fight about 10 o'clock at night at one of the points, And the quote that has come out of this is awesome. We were having a screaming match. It was two people who are very, you know, type A personalities going at it. And A was referring back to a time, I don't even remember what the hell it was. We were publishing both the starter and Ancestor at the same time. I was not always available because I was writing all the time.
And you had dental surgery.
And I had dental surgery, and so I had, you know, bones in my face that I didn't actually grow. Somebody else put it there. And the line that came out of this was, A was upset because she felt she was carrying all the workload during that particular time. And she said to me, and I quote,
remember that time you did all those drugs and you passed out and you left me to do all the work?
Okay, but do you remember that time? You did all those drugs, you passed out, you left me to do all the work. Dadgummit.
I do. The funny thing is, it took me a second to remember. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't do drugs. Oh, the time I accidentally took the Motrin PM and fell asleep because I took fucking Motrin PM.
Yeah.
That, Junkies, was a time that your FDO did all those drugs. He took two Motrin PM by mistake and apparently also can't hold his Motrin PM. I still enjoy it, though, because it's my one, you know, kind of my Jack Kerouac, my Charles Bukowski moment where, yeah, I'm out there. I'm just abusing my body and my soul with all of these super hard drugs, everything I get my hands on to expand my intellect and my experience and give you guys other things to write about. No, Motrin PM.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like pot. It was fucking Motrin PM. So that time I did all those drugs and passed out.
And left me to do all the work.
And left A to do all the...
I see how you are.
Yeah, well, technically though, in your defense, Motrin PM is actually drugs. Yes.
It is actually drugs, yes.
It is actually
and
drugs.
Considering that Dark Overlord Media is not really that dark and dank when it comes to the use of illicit drugs,
yeah,
we have to go with what we've got. We do...
Listen, I would totally be into heroin, but I'm not so crazy about the needles. I don't like needles. It's not going to happen for us.
I don't know. I don't think you really like anything that affects the noggin there too much, other than, of course, scotch. Scotch, all good.
Scotch is created by the higher power. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So another thing that Junkies, other than that blowout, it went pretty good. We got it done in 4 10-hour days. We were extraordinarily happy. The guys from backmybooks.com showed up and helped us on the final day, which really was really cool because we were kind of gassed out and they took care of us. So thank you guys from backmybooks.com. And now that the print book is shipped, Junkies are asking me every friggin' day.
Good Lord, are they asking?
When is this is neat because we've only been publishing books for not even 2 years, more like a year and a month, a year and 2 months. And we didn't get this question maybe two or three times with the rookie. And they are beating down the door asking, when is the ebook going to be available? When can I get it for my Nook, my Kindle? When can I get it for my iPad? Right. And when can they get their ebooks?
Right. And they're also asking, my favorite way that this question comes in is they say, people say, I have my hardcover and I don't want to ruin its pristine condition. So I was wondering if I can get it on ebook so I can read it, but not have to ruin the print book. I love that.
That's great.
So the answer for that is that actually it rolls up into another question, which is, when is the Starter Podcast coming?
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of related questions. The answer is we are fast and furious working on ebook and we have everything ready to go except the actual content itself, which is 5/8 of the way done, something like that. And they should be out in around Thanksgiving, just in time for you to gift it to your favorite junkie or buy one for yourself or whatever. So they'll be available around Thanksgiving, as will the starter and rookie audiobooks that will be download, I think. Did we decide download only?
Mm-hmm.
But those will also be available for purchase right around Thanksgiving. We're trying to get them out in advance of your gift giving or your gift buying.
Yeah.
You'll have your ebooks. We're going to do distribution with backmybook.com. And that way, if you switch devices, you buy the starter on Kindle now, and then you get an iPad for Christmas, you can just go download the other format. You don't have to pay for it again. You can get whatever Sweet. Format works for you. Yeah, it's a really nice addition, I think. It makes me really happy that way. And then the audiobooks. So the Starter Podcast is not slated to start until late January 2011, once Ancestor mm-hmm. is done. We're only going to have one novel in the feed at a time. So that means the Starter Podcast, which will still podcast the whole thing in its entirety, but it's not going to start until late January. And in advance of that, if you would like to purchase the audiobook in November, or December, or January, you're welcome to do that. You'll get the whole thing in advance of everybody else.
So we are still committed to giving away every book for free as a serialized, unabridged product.
Right.
But we also got to put some food on the table, so we're offering up shit for sale in different formats. What now? Kindle, Nook, iPad. What other formats? Anything else?
It'll be available as for the Kindle, for every other. It's sort of the Kindle and every other e-reader. And so both formats will be available for the e-books and I think both for the rookie and for the starter. And you'll be able to. from that shopping cart, you'll be able to buy any variations on those books you want. You could buy the Rookie in hardcover and then an audiobook for the Starter or all six or whatever, because there'll be six separate products.
All right, cool. And how much is it going to cost?
We haven't actually decided that yet. We're trying to figure out what the right price point is, and considering that there's a lot of people who this is the way that they're going to be introduced to the fiction, and a lot of people who have already supported the Galactic Football League series as well. We're still working on that. I don't have an answer.
Okay. Very good. Very good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I'm going to cover on that. And there will not be, probably will not be an iPhone app for it this time, because we did that with the Rookie. I'm talking out of my ass here, but I think that the time for an iPhone app for a book has actually passed, because now I read books I buy from the Kindle store on my iPhone, and you can get it on your iPhone. If we go with these other formats, you're going to be able to get it on your BlackBerry and everything else too, depending on how those render eBooks. But there will not be an iPhone app, but you will be able to get it on your iPhone.
Right, absolutely. And then there is no plans to do, as far as I know, and I think I'd be the one who knows, there's no plans to do any app or updating of the current Rookie app as it is.
Okay.
I have something that I'd like to cover. I was hoping maybe you could give me a little bit of info, something about the All-Pro. Do you have any of that done?
I have it outlined, rough outline, not totally set. I have, thanks to Commissioner Rob Froese, who has been sworn to secrecy, so don't even bother, junkies. I have the schedule for the Tier 2 or Tier 1 campaign that the Krakens are in for Book 3. I think it's 2684, if I'm not mistaken. I have the schedule.
Right.
I am the only one who knows the scores. I am the only one who knows how that's going to turn out. But all of that is done. And now we're doing the bigger plot arcing and taking a lot of the threads from the Rookie and the Starter, the hanging chads, if you will, the hanging chads of fiction, and working those into the All-Pro.
Well, I'll tell you, I do have one thing that I'd like to talk to you about, a little bit of a bone to pick with you. I can see on the forums there seems to be someone named Rich Palmer who says he was guaranteed a spot in the All-Pro in trade for a Kraken's tattoo. Is that true?
What do you mean by true? I mean,
did you promise him? Did you guarantee him a spot in the All-Pro? I think on the Krakens.
Possibly. I don't know. I have no recollection of that. It's possible.
Are you kidding me? You're saying, okay, junkies, go out and get branded, and if you get branded, I will put you in the Galactic Football Series on a football team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Is that any junkie, or is that just Rich Palmer?
Well, okay. All right. Fine. The cat's out of the bag. Rich gets to be an actual Kraken because it was his idea. And Rich also has never been in a previous Sigler novel. So any junkie out there who has not been in a novel and wants to have their name in the All-Pro as a player on a non-Kraken team, because the plots for the Kraken roster are completely full. Yes. If you go get a rookie related tattoo, which can be any of the team logos. All the team logos were done by junkies, by the way. Any of the team logos or a Kraken's logo or the GFL logo, anything you like, you're going to get to be named in the All-Pro as a player on one of the other teams. It's a lock. And I'm also going to go ahead and say right here, if we get 10 of them, I'll get a Kraken's tat. I'll get a Kraken's logo tat.
What? So does Rich's count as one?
Yes. Rich's counts as one. Yes.
What about Pons? Does Pons count?
No. It's gotta be new ones.
All right.
Yes.
So you're saying Kraken's related, GFL related, not Dark Overlord Media related. Cause you know, there were a couple people who were like, oh yeah, now I know that the FDO has ink. I'm going to get the same ink as the FDO. So that doesn't count.
I don't know. I might have to count that. I might have to count that. And I'm still trying to recover from the horrific experience that was my first tattoo. Because I don't know if I told you, junkies, this. I don't like needles all that much.
At all, can I say? At all?
Oh, God, I can't stand the thought.
It was fascinating to watch. It was fascinating to watch you get tattooed. I know we have to go soon, but that I will say that what was interesting is it was super obvious looking at you getting inked. It didn't really hurt. You weren't like... It wasn't a pain thing, but so you're getting your left arm tattooed, and your right fist kept clenching and unclenching and clenching and unclenching. And I thought, you know, I know you're tough and all that, but if you deck your tattoo artist, it's going to be trouble. And then he's not going to do my tattoo, and that's going to suck. And I kept like, but you had your eyes closed. So I couldn't say like, please don't hit anyone. Please don't hit anyone.
I'm sure I'll be better next time. I'm sure I will. Also, I would like to point out to all junkies who are fans of Mer Lafferty that Mer the Mighty has already been named in the All-Pro. She is going to be a Quith Warrior character. So I think you guys should be all over her. Email her, get on her blog. Every time you see her, say, listen, Sigler's naming you in the All-Pro. You should get a Kraken's tat. You know, she should. Don't you think she should? I think she should.
Well, I mean, she does have great... She already has great ink. She has that kick-ass robot. So, yeah.
Yep.
Of course. I'm going to say if she doesn't have Merverse tats, I don't know if this Kraken's tat is the first one out. But sure, why not? She is mighty.
Well, it does count. It counts towards the 10. The 10 that will get me to a Kraken's logo a tat. So there you go. That is the cheap shortcut way to get in there. And I'm not, you know, come on, it's got to be a recognizable tat. It can't be like, I got my pinky toe tattoo. No, I'm sorry. It's got to be something actually significant. We'll collect 10 of those, 9 more to go, and then we'll be in good shape.
So any other spoilers, any other info, any other insights into the All-Pro?
I can't give any insights into the All-Pro because there's still a lot of people who haven't even finished reading the starter, and there will be no spoilers of any kind until at least after the podcast. So quite frankly, if you haven't ordered the book yet, scottsigler.com/the starter. If you haven't ordered the book yet, you are looking at February before you have any idea of what's going on to continue the story. And February, March, April, May, June, probably you're talking almost a year from now before you'll get any hint of what's going on in the All-Pro, unless you read the starter. If you read the starter, maybe you'll have more of an idea. Mm. And again, junkies, avoid spoilers on the forums. Just avoid them, no matter how polite you are to say, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. People just don't seem to see those words, and it winds up ruining the story for them.
Yep.
So there you go.
All right, well, I got nothing else. Do you have anything else?
I got nothing else. That is our Friday fix for today, junkies. That's about all we got. If you are going to get a tat, you can send pictures of that to scott@scottsigler.net. If there's things you want to see in the All-Pro, you think, oh, it'd be great if this character did this, and you've already read the starter, you can email that to scott@scottsigler.net. Of course, no guarantee your idea is going to get in, but I do like to see what's going on. Last thing, what was really cool is the thread we did get going over at scottsigler.com. with what are your ideas for the starter? What do you want to see in the starter? Literally like 90% of that stuff was already in the book. So that was an awesome, rewarding experience for me as an author to know that at least out of some of the hardcore fans, I was right in line with what you guys wanted to see.
So FTA, one more question.
Okay.
Whose house?
Our house. Whose house? Our house. I can't scream because it blows out the microphone. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of that stuff in the podcast too.
Yeah, we'll have a little more news about JunkieCon coming sometime in the next couple of months. But I think we might have to get a Whose House, Our House back and forth going that we can record.
Might have to get that going. All right, Director of Doom, A. Kovacs, thank you for being on this Friday Fix. Since I guess Friday Fix is kind of your show, thank you for being on your own show. It's very nice of you.
I do what I can.
All right, junkies, that is it. And in just 2 more days, you'll have another episode of Ancestor coming down the pipe. And that is it for now. And I will talk to you all real soon.
You have been listening to The Friday Fix, hosted by A. Kovacs, produced by the A-Team of A. Kovacs and Ariok Morningstar. Content in this podcast is copyright of Dark Overlord Media and might just kick you in the nuts when you're not looking. For more information on author Scott Sigler and for free weekly audio fiction, visit scottsigler.com. Theme music is the song City of Angels by The Distillers off the album Sing Sing Death House.